Okay.
Good evening. Thank you for coming. Even the people hiding behind beams, we still thank you for coming. Okay. Tonight's topic we are calling Yichud, an open door policy. Basically, we mentioned that one of the things about Yichud is you have to understand what's prohibited, but you also have to understand the way of getting around it. So the way you get around Yichud, obviously, is you leave the door open. That solves, I would say, 96.3, that's precise, percent of the problems. So this is based on the Gemara, Kedushin Daf Pei Aleph, first source, says the Gemara, if the door is open to a public space, we are not worried about Yichud. Now, of course, if we learn a piece of Gemara, we have to try to define our terms properly. Pesach, a door. Now, a door means a door. It doesn't mean like in Ashkenazis, Pesach doors mean Passover. We're not talking about when Passover is open, so that the door is open. That one is easy. Pasuach. What does pasuach mean? The door is open. Well, what is open? Does open mean it's open all the way? Does open mean it's open a crack? Does open mean it's closed but not locked? Does open mean it's closed and locked? But what? But you're always going to go to the door? Or it's closed and locked but there's like some window that people could see in through? Is that called open? We'll talk about that. Pesach Pasuach, L'Rishos HaRabim. What is a Rishos HaRabim? Now, Rishos HaRabim in Erevin might mean that there's 600,000 people going down the street every day. Is that what it means? Right? That if I have my door open to the George Washington Bridge, that's like the only area, I think, as Rishos HaRabim in our town. Right? So that's not Yichud. I think that's a little bit, as we'd say in Yiddish, unmeglach. It's a little bit unreasonable. What is Rishos HaRabim, though? Also, not clear what Rishos HaRabim is. We'll try to define all these terms as we go along. Ein choshishen mishum Yichud. We're not worried about Yichud. Now, we're not worried about Yichud. The term worried about Yichud is actually a technical halachic term, which is that if you're worried about Yichud in the sense of you're doing something wrong, somebody would give you malchus. We would whip you for it. Ein choshishin means we're not going to whip you. Does that mean it's permitted? One could argue that Pesach 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 HaRabim is not permitted, but if you do it, so then we won't whip you. Okay, that would mean big whoop, because most of us don't get whipped that often. Anyway, if you do, please call the cops, don't tell me. Right? So that's the basic story that we have to figure out. Now, all of these questions, or many of these questions, in terms of the definition of Pesach Pasuach Rishos HaRabim, might hinge on a fundamental understanding, or an issue of understanding, which works as follows, and we're going to take this question, and we are going to use it again and again and again tonight. Question, in Lomdus, conceptually, is Pesach Pasuach Rishos HaRabim permitted because the area that I am in is a public space? It's not called Yichud. I'm not secluded. Why am I not secluded? Because the door is open, and it's like I'm in public. Pesach Pasuach Rishos HaRabim, I am in public. And if I'm in public, it's not Yichud, because Yichud means mano a mano, right? Or whatever, mano a bima, however you say it. That's Yichud. Only one person left.
Spanish for hand. Hand-to-hand.
Fine. A few years ago, when I was running the Smicha program here in Yeshiva, so we used to take the guys to a Shlach Tais. So the place that we went to was right over the Whitestone Bridge. It was like a Spanish type of place. And I think over there. And I forgot the name of it. So they asked me, what's the name of the place? And I said something that in Spanish means the devil.
El Diablo.
Well, El Diablo. That's what I said. Which apparently isn't what the name of the place was. It was like El something else. But I just thought of El Diablo. And the Spanish secretary in Yeshiva got like all scared. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Ah! Whatever. It doesn't bother me now. But But there's one fundamental question when we talk about yichud with Pesach Pesulah, which is it yichud with a kula for Pesach Pesulah? Is it that you're secluded? But we have certain deterrents sometimes in the halachos of yichud that yes, you're secluded, but since people could show up, since there are maybe cameras we'll talk about in a few weeks, since you're having yichud with a married woman and the husband might come, so it's a deterrent. Which means it's yichud, but there's a deterrent. Alternatively, I could say that, no, Pesach Pesulah means that it's not yichud at all. Pesach Pesulah means that what you are doing is you are out in public. And if you're in public, in the middle of Times Square, that's not yichud, no? Many of the questions that we spoke about a few minutes ago might depend on this issue of Pesach Pesulah and how do I conceptualize it, how do I understand it. Now, let's look at the Aruch HaShulchan. Aruch HaShulchan writes, next source, in Yev Pesach Pesulah Shesarabim Ve'ena Ne'ula, if you have a door that is open and it's not locked. By the way, what does that sound like with Aruch HaShulchan? Open and not locked. It doesn't have to be open at all, maybe. That door right now is open but not locked, no? Zot Aruch HaShulchan, if you have a door that's open and not locked, Ein Isser B'diyeved B'yichud. What does that mean? That means, don't do it. Right? Rabbi Yechiel Michael Epstein, the Rebbe Navaradik, Aruch HaShulchan says, don't do it. Right? Why not? Because presumably the Aruch HaShulchan understood that Yichud with Pesach Pesulah is Yichud, but there is a Kula. There's a deterrent that people might come in. So therefore says Aruch HaShulchan, you know what? B'diyeved. It's okay. B'diyeved, meaning to say, there's no Isser B'diyeved, we won't give you lashes at the time of Beis HaMikdash, there's no reason to suspect. Again, there is a whole dimension of yichud called the sota dimension, which I haven't really focused on much, which is if a husband is suspicious that his wife is going through an affair, right, and the husband says, right, don't lock yourself up with a certain guy, etc. Right? That's actually my brother-in-law was teaching yeshiva Flatbush. So he asked on a Chumash test, how do you translate the expression that Rashi and the Gemara uses about Sota, which is Altistrium Ishploni, right? So a guy in the class wrote, don't lock yourself up with any Polacks. Now, besides the fact that it was an ethnic slur, which is like really, really bad, and we don't like that, but Ploni means so-and-so, it doesn't mean a Polish person, right? My brother-in-law also at one time on a test asked, I think this one was done deliberately by the guy, because the guy's brilliant. He asked the question, Mata mitzvos, mitzvahs kashrus. What's the reason for the mitzvah kashrus? And a student wrote an answer that, well, you know, they're kind of dry and brittle and it doesn't taste like very much, because the student was reading the test question like it is Mata matzos ksheros, right? Which they don't like, really taste very good. That's brilliant. That's a good laugh, no? No, I'm telling too many jokes. But the fact is, the Aruch HaShulchan understands that there is no kula of Pesach Pesulah Shesarabim Lechatchila. Meaning to say, in our common situations, the way we live life, right, and you're in your apartment and you have a friend over at night and you're just schmoozing and it's a yichud situation, right, but you have the door open, says Aruch HaShulchan, don't do that. B'diyeved, it's okay, but don't do it. My understanding is that although the Aruch HaShulchan says this, Aruch HaShulchan is not the mainstream psak here. In fact, I don't know anyone else besides Aruch HaShulchan who says that Pesach Pesulah is not Mutar L'Chatzchila. Everyone assumes that Pesach Pesulah is Mutar L'Chatzchila. When it comes to Baila Ba'ir, when it comes to having Yichud with a married woman whose husband is in the city, so then there's a Machlokas Rashi and Taisus, whether it's Mutar L'Chatzchila or not, by Baila Ba'ir. Rashi says it's Asur L'Chatzchila. But that's only by Baila Ba'ir. That's not by Pesach Pesulah. Most Achronim assume that Pesach Pesulah is better than Baila Ba'ir for one of two reasons. Either you could say Pesach Pesulah is better, because unlike Baila Ba'ir, that you're actually in a yichud situation, but there's a deterrent. Maybe Pesach Pesulah means you're out in the open, And therefore, there's zero yichud. You're in a public space. Maybe that's the conceptual underpinnings. Or alternatively, we could say something a little more razzle-dazzle, which is that when it comes to bayil of the ear, so the most poskim understand bayil of the ear to mean something like there's a psychological deterrent that the woman knows that her husband is in the city, and therefore she won't act out. Right? That's the general understanding of bayil of the ear. Now, bayil of the ear, that means, is, right, is focused on the woman. The woman knows that that the husband's in the city, so you're not going to act out. But what about the guy? Does the guy know? I don't know. Lav dafka. Not necessarily does the guy know anything. So one could argue that unlike bayil of the ear, which is... Right, bayil ba'ir, which Rashi says is usur to have yichud in that case, but pesah pasuach there's no isur because bayil ba'ir the kula is only on one person. One person is deterred, but by pesah pasuach because the door is open, they're both deterred. If they're both deterred, so then b'pashtus we do not follow the Aruch HaShulchan. We assume that there is zero isur in pesah pasuach or Shas HaRabim. Okay? And this basically is going to be the biggest kula. This is like the heter iska for yichud. Right? This like solves almost all the yichud issues. Again, we say almost all, but we'll talk about that later. Now, how far do we go with this kula of Pesach Pasuah? So the question is, what about a door? Does a door have to be all the way open, somewhat open, closed but not locked, right, etc.? So this is a huge discussion in the poskim. Let's just take some of the sources quickly. There's a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Tshuvas HaRashba writes, Hagafas delosos she'amarta, ein ze yichur ad sheyehei bayis no'ol. Zok the Rashba and the Tshuva. Rashba, Rabbi Solomon ibn Adaret, he died in the year 1310. No? We're not exactly sure when he was born, but probably around 1240. So the Rashba writes that when you speak about the doors being locked, right? Hagafas blasos, it's not yichud until it's mamish locked. Right? Eimza yichud achihei bayis na'ol. Many poskim take this Tshuvas HaRashba to mean that the only time it is not Pesach Pasuach is if the door is locked. So right now, the door is closed but not locked, right? Because there's a board meeting across the hall and it's like top secret. They don't want us to hear. So the door is closed, right? That would not be Yichud according to the Rashba because the door is not locked. Rashba says it's only Yichud when the door is locked. Problem. Now, this actually was a big machloikas. The Pesachei Shuv over here quotes a machloikas between Rebbe Akiva Eger and the Beis Meir. They go back and forth about what is Pesach Pasuach. Does the door have to be all the way open, a little bit open? What about closed but not locked? They have this whole discussion. And Shuvas Rebbe Akiva Eger, third line of the Pesachei Shuv, writes, Ma di isa b'tshuvas harashba, de ein yichud asher bayis no'o b'man ol, ta'os silfer hi. Now that's fighting words, no? Basically, Rebbe Akiva Eger says, you know what? I know the Rashba, but you know what? It's a mistake. There's no such Rashba. Some say that Ein Ze Yichud in the Rashba should really Ein Ze Yisod. Right?
There's no foundation.
There's no foundation. Which is like saying Punkt Faker. It's saying exactly the opposite. But the fact is that Rebbe Akiva Eger understands that if the door is closed, it's going to be a problem. The Rashba said if the door is closed, it's not a problem. No such Rashba. That's what Rebbe Akiva Eger says. Then he quotes a Truman the Radvaz. The Radvaz, by the way, was who? The Radvaz had a famous student.
The Arizal.
The Arizal is a Talmud of the Radvaz. Very good. Right? The Radvaz was the rabbi in Egypt. And he decided, like many rabbonim at the end of their career, I'm hoping to do this in like 75 years or so, that you pick up and you move to Eretz Yisrael. That's what he decided to do. And the Radvaz didn't want to go to Yerushalayim where there's a lot of Jews. He just wanted to sit and learn. He didn't want to be bothered with stuff. So he moved to this small community called Tzfat. And he said, who's going to bother you? His bad luck, right? The whippersnappers all moved into Tzfat at that time. And there's all this group of Mekubalim around. And there's the Ariya, this whole Chevra. And the Radvaz became the Rebbe. By the way, the Radvaz moved to Eretz Yisrael when he thought he was about to die. He was 80. His good luck or bad luck, he died at the age of 110. Should happen to all of us. Right? The Radvaz, right? That Reb David Ibn Zimra, he wrote, by the way, 7,000 tshuvas. That's how old.
He had a commentary
on
the Rambam?
He had a commentary on the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim, etc., right? Your Advaz. Yeah.
Sedus Ryan somewhere.
Huh?
Sedus Ryan somewhere else.
I mean, this is the Radvaz. So the Radvaz basically quotes the Rashba. And the Radvaz does not write, it's a Tosofer. And the Radvaz basically says that it's considered Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus HaRabim if what? If the door is, like the Rashba says, the door is closed but not locked. This is a big kula, no? This is a gigantic, gigundous kula. Now, Reb Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva here, which, I don't know. Reb Moshe was a very big tzaddik. I think that's the only way he could write this tshuva. Let's read Reb Moshe. And then we'll try to analyze this a bit. Because of a sofer shesaran farbe arati, da afilu neula hadalas kedara kol hadwaso shedar kuli amu bekruchem lino mi bifnim mitzad shmira. Even if the door is locked, the way everybody, you live in New York City, right? New York City, you don't have, like, we joke this to be like a New York City door is like 43 locks. You know what I'm talking about?
Locked, yeah.
What?
So you only lock 40 of them.
What?
You
only lock 40 of them, which makes it much more confusing when you're trying to get in from the outside, because you never know. That's the chav. But Reb Moshe Feinstein says that even if your door is locked, the way everybody, Reb Moshe lived in New York City, the way everyone in New York City locks their doors, everyone knows that when someone knocks on the door or rings the bell, that you're going to go and say, who is it? Right? When you hear someone who isn't holding a gun, or the equivalent, so you open the door, right? When you recognize it's a normal person, so Zachre Moshe Feinstein, biggest cool in Judaism, Lecha Iser Yichud, Kishu Bizman Shabon Stam In Shila Bayis. Zachre Moshe Feinstein, there is zero Iser Yichud when an ordinary, right? In other words, if it's at the time that people are coming to the door, even though the door is locked, not an Iser Yichud at all. Not an Iser Yichud. People say the Ramoshi used to do this. People come into the house to talk to him, to ask him a Shiloh, he'd lock the door. Now, as I state.
Women, okay.
Women, yeah. Women who didn't have Baal Ha'ir, whose husband wasn't in the city, and Moshe would lock the door. What's going on here? What's going on here? Right? This is real Yichud. Moshe Feinstein has this kula, again, very hard to accept. Like, wowza. Like, it's like, hey. Remember, that's what Moshe is saying. But Moshe Feinstein is saying that since if you knock on the door, you'll come to the door, and therefore there's no Iser Yichud. I mean, it's very hard to understand, no? I'm going to knock on the door, you're outside, you're going to knock on the door, I'm inside, and I'm in a Yichud situation. You know what I'll do? I won't come to the door, you'll think I'm not home. I mean, like, it's very hard to understand. But that's what Moshe says. It's there, black and white, no? Very hard to understand.
And he's assuming that the person outside, if it's the husband, will get suspicious of you, or won't come to the door.
But we're not talking about only married women. Hey. Now, this already is an interesting... it's interesting. Okay, so let's just try to analyze this question. Is the door open? Now, there is... When we speak about the door being open, in the Pesach Tshuva, open means not closed. It's like Jews, no? Swimming means that you don't drown. Open means the door is not closed. That means it's a crack open. Right? It's a little bit open. There is a tshuva in the Beis Shlomo that says it has to be all the way open. This tshuva is the other extreme of Reb Moshe. Both extremes. Both Reb Moshe Feinstein that even if the door is locked, and the Beis Shlomo's tshuva that the door has to be all the way open are not really accepted by halacha. The mid-range is, right, the door open a bit, but a bit open, or is the door closed but not locked, Those are the two opinions that seem to be accepted, but it would seem, based on the way we've set it up, that there might be a fundamental difference between these two opinions. Let's elaborate. If the door is open, I would argue that it is not a yichud situation at all. The door is open. It's like you're in public. Certainly if the Beis Shlomo was right, the door is open, like all the way open, that's not yichud. One could argue if the door is right open to the extent that you could see the door open, that's not yichud. We are not secluded. We are in a public area. But if the door is closed and not locked, so you could argue that that is yichud, but there's a deterrent. What's a deterrent? People might come in. Therefore, right, this distinction between door all the way open and that, is it yichud or not, might be relevant lahalacha in a number of cases. Let's go slowly. I mentioned all the way back in the first shiur that when Rabbi Berzon, you know, he's now back in Eretz Yisrael, I think
in
he was now he's in Toronto still.
I mean, I met him on a tour about 7 years ago.
I think he was in Toronto. Then first he was Rosh Yeshiva Mevaseret, right? Then he founded Mevaseret, like the Yeshiva the Merkaz Toranim Mevaseret. Then he was in Toronto. I think he went back to Eretz Yisrael now. I'm sorry, Berzon years ago wrote an article in the RGJ Journal about Yichud, and his conclusion, which I think is very sound mahalacha, is that you can be makal on a door that is closed but not locked if the issue at hand is Yichud Rabbanan. But if the issue at hand is Yichud Eraisa, so then you can't. Then you can't be makal. But Yichud Rabbanan, we mentioned from the Chubas HaRashba way back when, if it's a one-on-two situation, that's Yichud Rabbanan, right? Either one man and two women, so the Gemara says that there's a concern. Right? There's a concern that maybe they'll be seduced, or maybe one woman will watch her friend be seduced, etc., and not say anything, or yichud with one woman and two men, if the men are not upstanding religious Jews, the men are considered prutzim. So that type of yichud is also forbidden. Those are yichud that's forbidden midrabanon, that's not yichud that's forbidden minatayra. Yichud minatayra is only one-on-one. Alternatively, yichud with a non-Jew is always midrabanan. The Gemara in Avodah Zarah says they made a gezerah. Alternatively, according to the majority of poskim, you know, yichud with my wife when she's in Nida is permitted, correct? The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Zayin, Sugava Shoshanim, that even though there's red, like a Shoshana, interesting, the Gemara uses a Shoshana as red, even though we know botanically a Shoshana is a lily. No? But whatever. Something to think about. If you name your daughter Shoshana, don't call her Rose, because it's really lovely. Right? Okay. Whatever. But the fact is...
It was the chapter.
What?
It was the chapter.
Evans and Schefter's Lily?
No, she's Rose.
Oh.
Siblings call her Rose.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that you're allowed to have yichud with your wife when she's Anida, because since it's past Pasalo, and since you already had deal with your wife one time, so it's in this Karadaita, we're not worried that you'll break through. Suga Vashoshanim, there's like a fence, Vashoshanim, at the time that there's need, at the time that there's red. That's what the Gemara in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin says. The Gemara in the beginning of Ksubas, though, discusses the issue, very, very unfortunate, difficult case of a Kala Shapir Sanida, no? The famous Chuppah Sanida cases. Either she becomes Anida before the wedding, or she's Anida after the wedding, before the couple has an opportunity to consummate the marriage. So in those situations, there is an Isser of Yichud, even though it's husband and wife. There's Machlokes Rambam and Raya. Is this normal Yichud, or is this super-duper Yichud? Do we treat it like regular Yichud, that ordinary deterrents are acceptable, or do we need super-duper? You need, like, the Rambam writes in Eben Ezra and in Yeridah and Hilchos Nida, the minig is that you take a katan and a katana, that you take a little boy and a little girl to solve the Yichud problem. That's the way the Gemara says it. Correct. And the Rambam and Raya are not disagreeing as to, is that just a way of solving yichud, or is that a special din that it's much more than regular yichud? It's super duper yichud. Now, many poskim assume that the yichud of Kavash appears anida is only yichud drabonim. It's only drabonim. Therefore, zakt the posim as follows. What do you do in these situations? Baruch Hashem, I have, in my 5 years in the shul, I've been Masada Kedushin a bunch of times. We got very close on one occasion, actually. The Kohen was extremely, extremely, extremely worried that it would be a chuppas nida. Husband was worried. Everyone was worried. It turned out it wasn't. And that was a very difficult situation. But let's say it is a chuppas nida. So what do you do? So there are two options that you give. One option is called the expensive option. The other option is called the cheap option. So the expensive option is that generally couples go to a hotel after the wedding. So you go to the hotel, you take two separate rooms. Two separate non-adjoining rooms. Could be expensive. Yeah, that's one option. The other option is that the couple sleeps in a house with another married couple. They take a separate bedroom in a house with another married couple, and that way there's no Eser Yichud. Why not? Because the other married couple could come in. It's considered Pesach Pesuach. Okay. Well, one second. What type? Does the door have to be open? You have to leave the bedroom door open? Or is it enough that the door is closed and not locked? Most people don't like having the bedroom door open. It's a little bit, you don't like that. So the Chazal Nish says, it's going to Sefer Devar Halacha, that what you could do is you could close the door all the way, because since the yichud is yichud d'rabbanan, right? You can rely on the door being closed, just not locked. Okay, so fine, not so terrible, right? That's basically, again, it is terrible, but it's not so terrible. It's like that's basically the situation over there. So again, the situation is a yichud d'rabbanan. You could be make on the door being closed but not locked, but yichud d'oraisa, so the door should be really open. Open in the sense of that it's noticeable that people could come in. They asked the Chazon Ish.
I'm sorry, I missed the last couple of shiurim. Yichud with a pnuya is the right
story. Yichud with a pnuya is d'rabbanan, the Gemara says, but if it's a pnuya nida, pnuya sun, that's yichud the right story. They asked the Chazon Ish, they said, how can we make all on Pesach Pesuach when the door is closed? Today, people don't enter closed doors. Now, most people have something called manners. And manners means that if you want to go in, you knock first, and then you go in. Most people don't just go into an apartment. So the Chazon Ish himself was makel, right? He felt that Pesach Pesuach is even though the door is closed, and they asked him, what's going on? So his expression that he used is that there's going to be a para adam. There's going to be like a wild man, right? By the way, for homework, look at the way the article Chumash translates para adam, and you'll have some fun. But there's going to be a wild man who's just going to break in without knocking. That's what it says. That's what the Chazon Ish says. That's already very interesting in terms of understanding of Pesach Pesuach. Now, the Tshuvos of the Dov of Meisharim, the Chabina Rav, it gives a kula of Pesach Pesuach in a different sort of way, which is actually a great kula to have in your back pocket, which is as follows. Let's say you're in a yichud situation. What you could do is you give the keys out to a few different people, and they could always come in. No? So even though the door is locked, we're going to be mako that that is not a problem of yichud. Why? Because they could open the lock from the outside. Now, obviously, this only helps if you don't have a little bolt on the inside that could override any lock from the outside. But the fact is the Shabina Rav gives this kula, and I think this is standard practice that people rely on babysitting situations and the like, and often the yichud questions. But if you have a few neighbors have the key. Now, it has to be Pesach Pesuach of Shasarada. What's the definition of Rishus HaRabim? The Chachmas Adam is Masukah, right? In the Binas Adam, as to what Rishus HaRabim means over here. He is inclined that Rishus HaRabim for Yichud is the same din as Rishus HaRabim for Tumah. The Gemara at the beginning of Nida teaches us, based on the Pasuk of Venistera, that Venistera teaches me that Safek Tumah and Rishus HaYachad is coming. Safek Tumah and Rishus HaRabim is Sveikot Tahar. What's considered Rishus HaRabim? Three people. So all you need to do is you hand the key out. This is the best kula in Judaism. No, this is so awesome. You hand the kula out to three different people. Yeah, right? So they have the key. So then there's no problem with yichud. Says the Sheva Talevi, says Rav Wozner, don't rely on this Bedarek Kvius. Right? This could be like a huge piritza, no? This could be like, okay, here, take a key, boom! Hector Yichud, amazing, great, kabaldic. No, we're not going to do this on a regular basis. Right? But on an occasional basis, if you're really stuck in a Yichud situation, etc., right, what you could do is, you have the key, shoom, boom. Right? Three people have the key, it solves the Yichud problem. Pesach Pasua, which is on, now of course three people, the latest term say, has to be three people who would solve a Yichud issue. If it's three women who would get in, so then it's a Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos about Yichud with, right? When we assume that Yichud with two is also, what about Yichud with three? Rashi was a three is Mutter. No, Tosfos sounds like even three, four, etc. is going to be Aser. Okay, that's one issue. If it's men, so you hand the key over to three people, if they're upstanding citizens, great. But if they're halakhically what's called prutzim, which is, I think, something that we defined in like the first year, the second year, whatever it is. So if they're prutzim, so even two men, three men, four men, 100 men, the Gemara tells us a story, Maisa, that they found 100 men in the bed with a single woman, right? There is a concept of prutzim, it's a well-known concept. So if the people are prutzim, so then it's going to be Aser, so you have to hand the keys to good, orthodox, upstanding religious Jews. Or at least very moral people. Lauren, any questions? Fine. Good. So now let's continue in terms of our understanding of Pesach Pasua. Another issue that I just did not put on the sheet is as follows. There's a Machlokes between the Maharsham and the Knesset HaGadol. I remember one time when I was dating a woman who I did not marry, different woman. So we went to a hotel, and it was like this weird situation. You walk into a hotel lobby, and then you go through like first set of doors, second, third, fourth, and like there's a lot of doors and like various hallways, and all the way in the back, and there's like no one else around. I'm like, oh my gosh, is this Yichud? It's getting like very nervous, like because you're all the way in like an inside room, like inside. Is that Yichud? So the Maharsham is Megal. Maharsham says, you know what? The Gemara says Pesach Pasuah Chashas Rabim is Mutter. That means as long as the front door is open, you could be in the innermost room, but that's going to be Megal, says the Maharsham. The Knesset HaGadola says, whoa, no, it don't work like that, says the Knesset HaGadola. Right? It's only going to be Mutter if you're in the room where people are going to come in. This issue also might depend on the question that we began with. If Pesach Pasuah Chashas HaRabim means that I'm in an area that's not a Yichud territory, so by definition, the door is open, it's not Yichud territory. But if it's a deterrent, one could argue that's only a deterrent if it's a place where people will reasonably come in. Let's say I'm in my house, and I leave the front door to my house open, and I'm upstairs in the third attic in the back second bedroom in the left corner. Hey, even if people, even the para adam of the Chazon Ish, right, who walks into someone's house, like, through the door. Now you think he's going to go up and around. Come on, right? You reach a certain point, is that called, reach a certain point, that it might not be a deterrent. If it's based on deterrence, then one could argue that in many cases, the inner rooms, there is no deterrent. So that is the next issue that might depend on this question. Another issue that might depend on the question, if you turn over the page, there is a discussion in the poskim about Pesach Pasuah Chashas HaRabim with someone who is Libo Gaspa. Okay, Libo Gaspa is a term that comes up in Hilchos Yichud, which means that you are extremely familiar. You know each other well. One could argue that Pesach Pasuah Chashas HaRabim does not help if it's Libo Gaspa. Because Pesach Pasuah, if it's a deterrent, if the pshat is that people might come in, so a deterrent deters in a normal case. But if there's the couple is overly familiar with each other, so then you need much more of a deterrent to deter. Right? Is that reasonable? If it's a normal relationship, so a little deterrent. But once you become very, very friendly, so then you need more of a deterrent. Machlokes in the Chokas Machokek and the Taz. Chokas Machokek assumes that if it's Libo Gas, but it's going to be Usher by Pesach Pasuah Chashas HaRabim. The Taz over here, long Taz, says that Pesach Pasuah is going to be Mutter even by Libo Gaspa. again, this might depend on the way we set it up. If Pesach Hasot is not a yichud situation at all, it should be mutter, even though it's legal gospel. If it is a yichud situation with a deterrent, then I could say that the usual deterrent doesn't help with this couple who's legal gospel. Based on our analysis, so then what should emerge is that if it's legal gospel, the door has to be all the way open, no? To make it not a yichud situation at all. As opposed to a regular case, when all you need is a deterrent, so that the door is closed but not locked, certainly there might be room to be makel. By legal gospel, there might not be room to be makel in that situation as well. There is a... What else do we want to discuss about Pesach Pasua? Oh, so now the question... Let's talk about one last issue. The Node of Yehuda famously writes, and Rav Moshe Feinstein has this in the Tshuva, the din of Pesach Pasuch Mishpas Rabim is not only Pesach Pasuch, even Chalom Pasuch Mishpas Rabim. Let's have a window that's open to the public that's also like Pesach Pasuch.
Ground level or
the so, again, it has to be what? Presumably a window that's open, it can't mean that you're out in the public because there's a window. It has to mean there's a deterrent that people will see you. So if the window is, there are shades, I don't know if that counts, right? But if the window is open and people could see, meaning to say the lights are on in the inside and people can see what you're doing, if the lights are off, there's no kulas, no? The lights are on, there's a kula. So chalom pasuch mishpas rabim. So Rav Moshe Feinstein writes, im ulamayla mimakom shecholon le'in shishim akotzer osterach sham aser. If the window is high, so high up that people from the outside can't see in, then there's no kula. Then even if the guy could like take a ladder and climb up and look through the window, so you get arrested for that. Right? Okay, it's a little bit less sophisticated than people have been arrested recently. But you just have a ladder. It's like an old trick. Even though you can climb up, says Rav Moshe still, so the ain't dakin shall inshi li kanes, but open kazev, but all mercy. It's not normal for people to try to climb through windows and not be scared. Right? And if it's a lola, if it's a window that's lower down, then people could see in. So if you could see the rooms, so yesh lahatir. And even if you can see, but if you could get a sense of what's going on, yesh lahatir, I'm not sure what that line means. You can't see it, but you get a sense of it, I don't know what that line means. And if there's another room and you can't see from the outside, then it's aser. So chalom pasuach helps in the room. They say that Reb Chaim Oyser Grudzinski in Vilna once had a woman who came and knocked on the door, and his wife wasn't home, and she said, "I have a shiloh for the rav." So Reb Chaim Oyser like takes her, leaves the door open to talk to her, and she says, "I'm getting married, and I didn't want any hopeful sneda. Can you teach me?" So Reb Chaim Oyser spent 3 hours with her by the window, teaching her all of Hilchos Nida. It's quoted in his biography. That's what he did. So again, Chalom Pasuch Mishpas Rabim really helps. But I think Chalom Pasuch Mishpas Rabim is only helping as a deterrent. It doesn't mean it's really a public area. I think you have to say something along those lines based on the way that we've been permitting it. Based on this, obviously, so there's no yichud in cars. In most cases, no? Because in a car, you could see through the windows, you could see what's going on.
Those limos with the smoke glass.
So if you have smoked glass, then there would be an issue of yichud, right? But if it's normal glass, and that's a point that Rav Moshe makes in the next tshuva, that right in the car, cars are going in that public area generally, no? Now what about in the heights? So what are the boundaries of Pesach Pasuach or Shas Harabim? So you're in a yichud situation at night, you have someone over, you're going to be firm, you'll leave the door open. Does it always help? Does it always help? Is there some point that we assume that having the door open is like so unlikely that anyone is going to come in? At 3 o'clock in the morning, is anyone going to come in? Come on.
Even at 9 o'clock at night,
at least if you have the door really open, so people will peep in. Right?
When you walk in the door, you immediately have to turn because there was a closet
Again, depending, remember, we had what we said from the Maharshan before, that even if I'm in the inside room, three attics up in the back, if it's really Pesach Pasuach, it helps. But Pesach Pasuach has to be Rishus HaRabim. Rishus HaRabim means that the door is open and there are people who come by the outside area on a somewhat regular basis. And people, we said, means three people. So Rabbi Yashiv is quoted as saying that if there are three people, I think this is reasonable, but he like made up the shear. If there are three people who pass by that area every 15 minutes, it doesn't mean that you need three people together every 15 minutes. It means that within 15 minutes you have three people pass by, then it's not called Yichud. Now, in my building, at one point my building was owned by Yeshiva University before they went bankrupt. And in my building, when it was owned by Yeshiva University, at one point, it was the independent housing program of Yeshiva University, which, by the way, was not so good for the couples who lived in the building, because these college students make lots of noise at night. But they're also up very late at night. So it was amazing for Hilchos Yichud, because they could have people in the hallway all the time with their bongo drums and whatever they're doing over there, they're going nuts. College students, they're not so normal. Right? I hope I'm not insulting anybody. But the fact is, right, that was amazing for Hilchos Yichud. But at some point, right, even that, so it used to be that, you know, the building would tame around midnight. Now that the building is mostly married couples, I would say after 10:30. In other words, Ma'ariv in YU and Ma'ariv here is at 10 o'clock. So then people are still coming back. There's a lot of people walking around the halls until 10:30, I'd say. After 10:30, the building is pretty quiet. Right? Once the building is quiet, I don't know if you have a kula of Pesach Pasuach or Shas Rabbah. Now, it also might depend where your apartment is. Is your apartment right near the elevator? Right? It's more likely there's going to be three people, right? But if your apartment is all the way in the corner, so you have to know the situation. It is not a simple situation to figure out in terms of Pesach Pasuach in the height. Now, the Achronim do say, is the last side of the page, I have sources called Night. Night is a book by Eli Wiesel, but over here it's a discussion in Pesach Pasuach and Shas Rabbah. Does Pesach Pasuach help at night? So this Tshuva in Idrus Moshe, right? So if it's Pesach Pasuach Mamish, and it's in a small town, etc., so there's no heter balayla. But in big cities, so then even balayla, it will help. Right? That's basically what we were saying before. Even though 9 o'clock at night, by next week it's going to be Lila by 5 o'clock at night. Right? But still, people are around. It's not called Lila. That's what Moshe says. Then I give you the Chochma Sadim about three people coming, etc. So this whole discussion is about Pesach Pasuach by Lila. Is there a Kula Pesach Pasuach at night? Fundamentally, we assume there isn't, but we define night as when people are not around. The problem with this entire lumbus of Pesach Pasuach at night, and Pesach Pasuach is someone who's a weeble gospel, is it's against the Taisus, no? It's against the Taisus. Basically, the Gemara in Shabbos on Daf Yud Gimel discusses, you know, when a person's wife is a Nida, so there are certain harchakos that are put into place. There are certain precautionary measures which Chazal put into place to make sure that the couple doesn't come to do an Isser. Right, those are the harchakos. The harchakos are all found in Yerodeya Simon Kuf Tzadi. Hey, most of the harchakos are found in the Rishonim. One of the harchakos that's found in the Gemara is the Gemara tells us a story about there was a certain guy who Eliyahu HaNavi used to come and frequent him all the time, and then he died very young. So they want to know, why did he die young? Like, what aveira did he do that he died so young? So they asked his wife, like, how did he act with you when you were Anida? Did he ever try to do anything with you? She's like, chas v'shalom, nothing at all. So they said, well, what was your sleeping arrangement? So she says, oh, we slept in the same bed together. So, zok the Gemara, baruch ha-makom shaharago, right? That's the source of having separate beds. Shabbos daf yud gimel. Praise be God that killed him because you deserve to die because you're sleeping in the same bed with your wife when she's a Nida. That's what the Gemara says. Generally speaking, we don't kill people for this, but that's word to the wise. But the fact is, that's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos asks a question. Tosfos, you know, in Tanakh, there was a fellow named Palti ben Lyish who was married to Michal, no? Kind of sort of a little bit. And Michal is married to Dovid, though. So we have a principle that a woman can't be married to two men at the same time. So what exactly is going on? How did Palti ben Lyish, what was he doing with his wife Michal? So Gemara says, Rav Sanhedrin says, not atzcherev beino levina. He slept in the same bed and he just put a sword between them. That's what the Gemara says. So Tosfos is bothered. One second. How did they do this? Isn't there an Isra Yichud? Because if Michal is married to David, so she's an Ish Esh, and David is at who knows where, not in the same city, what's the heter for Palti ben Lyish to be with Michal, even though the sword is there? That's Tosfos' question. So Tosfos writes that basically they were very far away, whatever, that helps. V'hoya pasuach l'shus harabim, shelo hoya mishum yichud. Right, the door is open to Rosh Hasharabim. Now, I don't know exactly what their bedroom looked like. That's open to Rosh Hasharabim. I don't fully get
French
his,
what? The French door.
Yeah, I don't fully exactly what's going on over here. But Palti ben Lyish and Michal, right, the door is open to Rosh Hasharabim. Now, one second. This Tosfos says, the Chida, is a raya that you could make on the two of the three questions that we discussed most recently. Is there a pool of Pesach Pasuach, the Flevol Gospel, when you already have a close relationship? Palti ben Lyish and Michal, there's a question, maybe they're married already. Of course they had a close relationship, no? Look at Flevol Gospel, so there's a still make up based on Pesach Pasuach, Rosh Hasharabim. Nighttime, the Achareim discuss, is there a Kula, the Piskei Tshuva, by the way, Yosef Cotton Tess has a discussion, maybe there's no Kula of Pesach Pasuach at nighttime, right? What do you mean? They're in bed. It's nighttime. I mean, what's going on? Answer? Apparently, Tosfos feels that Pesach Pasuach helps at night, and Pesach Pasuach helps even though it's Libo Gaspel. So, in this sefer, the Otzer Yichud, he quotes this from the Chida, and he says that he thinks that since Tosfos says it, really, there is room to be made on Pesach Pasuach even Balayla, but it has to be so that there is something, some chance at all to be Makel. So at what point can you be Makel? Well, he says, Bidiyevet, he thinks you could be Makel all night, technically. Bidiyevet, you could rely on Palti ben Lyish and have the door open and all night Yichud the whole time. This whole thing of what we said, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, people coming, that's based on the assumption that it's a problem, Pesach Pasuach Balayla. But the simple reading of Tosfos is that there's no problem at all. He doesn't think you should rely on this, but in a very bidiyevet situation, he says that there is what to rely on. So these are some of the points that we wanted to make in terms of Pesach Pasuach. It's a great thing. Keep the door open, and you solve lots of issues with Yichud. Are there any questions that we didn't discuss?
So the bottom line is that we should leave the door open like certain halfway,
I don't know if it has to be halfway. I think it has to just be that it's noticeably open. Mm-hmm. If it's noticeably open, the people who know you will just come in. Mm-hmm. Right? I think so. So I think these are some of the issues, and I thank you for listening. I think next week we want to talk about Baila V'Ir, and then the week after that we'll talk about Yichud in professional situations with doctors and psychologists. And then we'll have 1 week that they call Thanksgiving. And then we won't give a shiur the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. That's like an ancient tradition that goes back over 5 years since I've been in the shul. And I never gave a shiur. I think the first year I tried to give a shiur and like absolutely no one came. So I decided I'm not giving a shiur the Wednesday before Thanksgiving. And then after Thanksgiving, we'll have to pick up a different topic. Okay, so thank you for coming and listening, Yashikala.